Rhizosphaera needlecast is a fungus that can infect several varieties of spruce trees, with one of the most vulnerable types being the Colorado blue spruce. Taylor Henley is a forestry supervisor for Rockford. He says the city's tree is infected with Rhizosphaera, which can be tracked by the gradual browning of needles.
The innermost needles will fall off the branches, and then it'll work its way towards the tips, starting from the base and moving its way up the tree.
This doesn't pose a threat to Rockford's Christmas festivities, but in the long term, it can affect the health of the tree.
Rhizosphaera doesn't necessarily kill trees outright, but it can kill individual branches, needles, along with some other pathogens that we see with spruce, and of course then that leads to a weakened tree, and you have bark beetles coming in, and just a whole myriad of things.
That's Dr. Frederick Miller, a professor of horticulture at Joliet Junior College. He says over time, these health problems, along with needle loss, may necessitate cutting off entire branches.
So you may have a bare trunk up 4, 5, 6 feet, depending on how big the tree is, and then a big, the rest of the tree kind of looks like a lollipop tree, as we call it.
And that's just what happens when a tree's infected. Brian Huddleston is director of the Plant Disease Diagnostics Clinic at the University of Wisconsin. He says Rhizosphaera needlecast, like many fungus-based diseases, thrives in wet environments.
You have to have a thin layer of water on the surface of the needle for the fungal spores to be able to germinate and successfully infect. So anything that traps moisture, that's going to slow down drying, and that's going to allow for these leaf wetness periods to be longer.
Huddleston says water can accumulate in branches when the spruces aren't spaced far enough apart, or if their canopy is too thick. But those aren't the only sources.
We also run into problems if people have some sort of irrigation system that ends up spraying water onto the needles of the trees and keeps them wet for an extended period.
Miller adds that once the fungus accumulates, it can spread quickly.
At least the foliar fungi that cause foliar diseases spread by wind or rain. So, it's very easily moved around from tree to tree or even across large areas. There's some cases where the spores may also be carried on the feet of birds.
But the main reason the disease is so common among spruce is the Midwestern climate. Miller says trees, like the Colorado blue spruce, aren't used to growing in such a consistently wet climate.
If you go back and look at historical records, you don't hear the explorers or the early settlers talking about spruce and pine trees here in Illinois. That just was very unusual. We were grasslands and savannas and things like that with, more native species.
Miller says for all the problems the 2012 drought caused, there was a significant drop in foliage diseases because of the lack of moisture. It's possible to slow down the spread of Rhizosphaera needlecast with antifungal sprays and by planting trees further apart. But Huddleston says in the long term, the fungus will force owners to trim off branches.
People hate me when I say that about blue spruce because what they really want kind of in their yard is a outdoor Christmas tree year-round. And by pruning out branches, you end up kind of ruining that form.
Rockford's Christmas tree won't be downtown long enough for residents to notice the effects of Rhizosphaera needlecast. But Huddleston says the fungus is one of the most common diseases he finds at UW's Plant Diagnostics Clinic. Because of this, he suggests people consider planting more native trees if they want to preserve their beauty in the long term. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.